Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it down for the D all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. What's up, Steve? And Carol Chamber, let me Favorita. Let's get stupid, y'all. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? The daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you should say Omar with the R's. The Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and women. Feel it. Tonight, the day after election, which is really still the election. Votes are still being counted. You know what I mean? How y'all? I put out a post this morning like, yo, y'all all right? You good? How you feeling? And Carol was like, I'm feeling confident. It's going to be all right. I told you last night it'd be all right. Yes, it will. Well, it looks like you might be right, Carol. You know what I mean? It looks like you might be right. I'm going to have to start listening to me some wisdom of you. You know what I mean? I'm listening to the wisdom of you. Yes, sir. See, I can smile now, but trust me, I got up this morning. I was like, yo, I can't do 2016 again, baby. I can't do 2016 again. We can't. We not doing that. That's my word. God damn. What else got? This shit got to be vacuum packed and all this shit. Come on. Ah, man. I show my squint. All right, yeah. I feel it a little bit. There you go. God. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, but Carol, looks like you might have it in a smash. Looks like you might have been right. Again. You just gonna kick my ass all week, huh? You know what I mean? First it was the whole, I'm telling you. Pennsylvania is an open carry state. Oh, it's an open carry state. I told you it's an open carry state. Except for Philly. You listen to what I say. Now you just going to get me on. I told you Biden was going to win. All right. Okay. 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 Shoot, I'm glad you're right. We just need to get this thing. You just need to get this thing to 270 and end this thing off. We need to end this thing off. I need this shit. I need the orange motherfucker dead. I need that Cheetos corn chips, orange soda, Sunkissed Crush. I need them dead. I need them dead. I need them dead. I need his family dead. I need to put him in the ground. I'm gonna piss on his ass. All right, y'all. So tonight. Tonight we are talking about, all right, I'm going to let that slide. What does it take for y'all to let something slide? For you to let somebody slide, what does it take? For you to let it slide. All right, I'm going to let that slide. You know, every battle ain't worth you fighting. Especially when you don't give, when you're not given the chance to choose your own battles. You know what I'm talking about when I say that you're not given the chance to choose your own battles. Like some people will pick a fight with you and you ain't really in the mood to fight, whether it's verbally, whether it's physically or whatever. It's like that's not what I came here for. It's like when you go to a club and you get into an altercation, you get into a scuffle. Like I put on my nice shit. I didn't put on my nice shit to be out there on the dance floor sweating it out. Now, man, I'm going to do a little two-step like, oh, all right, baby. Okay. I got all my good gators. I ain't trying to scuff them shits up. I'ma do a two-step. I said, got all my gators. I'm trying to scuff some shits up. I'ma do a little two-step. Gators on my feet. Gators on my feet. These things called the G. These gators on my feet. I ain't trying to mess up my gators. I'll see you later. I see you at the telly. You'll get smelly. You didn't come out for that. But sometimes people will put you in that mode. It's like it's like fight or flight. So I either gotta kick some ass or I'm have to run. But you, anyway, that's what it's like when you're not given the chance to choose your own battles. You know. Who do you choose? Punchinella. Who do you choose? Punchinella in a shoe. I choose you, Punchinella. I choose you, Punchinella. You know? All right. Stacey Yvette White says, I take a lot, then I go off. From the east to the west to the south to the north. Come on, Spoonie G, go off. Yes, y'all. A beat, y'all. Right, y'all. Well, I beat down the street and I pushed my brake because I saw a black girl with sugar and cheeks. So I put. Right. My big sis, Robin Ming, what's going on? How you feeling, Mike? Good to see you. So what would it take to let that slide? Like, when you let it slide, you know, there can be consequences. There can be consequences and ramifications when you let something slide because you. Have you ever let something slide with somebody that you know is weaker than you and you know they're going to take they're going to take you letting it slide as a sign of weakness from you. So they running around here like, yeah, I backed such and such down. Yeah. I got all up in his mug and, you know, he ain't want none of this. I got the power. You know, so there can be consequences to letting something slide. Of course, there could be benefits. There could definitely be benefits to letting something slide, too, because you may be in a position where somebody was trying to make you fight them or make you get out of character or make you look bad or make you look like over, you know, make you look violent and all over the top. And that's not what you came there for. So they knew that somebody else was looking to see how you would handle a certain situation. So you had to let it slide because you had to look good for that person because it may have been for your benefit in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to punch somebody in the face right in front of a cop. Like, that ain't a good look. It's not smart. No. But later on, you might feel like you went from I'm going to let that slide to I'm going to get you the fuck back. But I'm going to get you back on my own terms, in my own way, on my own turf. That shit you did tonight, I'm going to get you. 2008? Yeah. Summer 2008. I remember me, and my big sis. I think it was me, my big sis, and either my daughter or my baby brother. You remember this, Dita? This was in 2008. And we went to Red Lobster. So it was probably Yanni. 2008. She didn't really know nothing about Red Lobster. She would have only been two. But anyway, we went to Red Lobster. And I told you I saw this boy who was one of my tenants. And he came on my block, found out where I lived at, and he had his dog with him. Like, oh, so that's where you live. And I was like, yeah, and? He was like, okay, I got you. Like, he was going to do something to me. And I left Dita, and I think it was my baby brother. But it could have been Yanni. Let's call him my baby brother. Tans. And I went to the bathroom, and I saw the boy. I saw the boy with his girl sitting at the booth. And I walked up on him like, oh, okay. What's going on, my man? And he wasn't feeling good about that at all because he know what he did. He know he basically threatened me in front of my crib. Like, yeah, I know where you live at. I got the drop on you. Like, I knew where he lived at. So he lived right around the corner. But I ain't going to front. It did make me uncomfortable for him to know where I live. He was one of my tenants. And he had a problem with the house that we didn't even own no more. And he was trying to act like we jerked him out of some money. That's why he was like, oh, okay. Oh, this where you live? Okay, bet. And I'm like, bet what? Oh, man. So I ain't feel good about that. So, yeah, I let that slide. But when I seen him with his girl, his wife, whatever it was, I'm like, all right, what's good? Because I made it seem like I followed the boy. I actually just walked up on him. I was on my way to the bathroom. But I saw him. He was like, I'm on my way to the bathroom. I'm all drunk and shit. You know what I mean? This is my drinking days. You know, Red Lobster. I'm paying. You know, I had colored it out. So I'm on my way to the bathroom and shit. I see the bullet. What's going on, son? What's going on, my man? He had that look on his face like, because it was right in front of his girl. So he ain't like the way that felt. And I knew that. I knew that. So anyway, that's what had happened. I let it slide, but I didn't really let it slide. But then I put him in a position where he had to retaliate against me, and he did. That motherfucker came right around my crib the next morning, knocked on my door like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, what? First of all, I was wondering how he knew exactly what house I lived in, because He saw me on the block. He didn't see me come out the crib. I was like, I looked out the window. I saw it was him. I was like, okay. Went and got my shit. Put it in my back. I was like, so what's up? But he ain't want no smoke. He was like, yo, man, that was messed up what you did last night. I was like, what'd I do? I said, because it was messed up what you did the other week. You know, remember you and your dog. I mean, literally a dog, woof, woof. I was like, you and your dog, you came on my block. You know what I'm saying? Talk about some, oh, this is where you live at, okay. Like, what you think this is? I don't know what you think of me or where you think I'm from, but, you know, what you think this is? And he was like, well, you know, like last night, I was like, dad, this boy got the gun on me. I was like, nah, I ain't had a gun on you. I don't need the gun on you. I ain't say nothing about now. Like, in my world, if a cat that you just had an altercation with comes and knocks on your door, he's almost not acting like he wants to live. That's how I took it. So I'm like, all right. But it's going to be a long day today. It was a Sunday morning. So anyway, we got it worked out. Because I think he understood. I was like, look, man, I don't know what you think this is, but ain't nobody going to come on this block and do nothing to me. As a matter of fact, I don't care whether it's you or anybody else, but when you make those kind of threats, you know what goes with that. I'm sure you do. He was like, all right, well, yeah, man, I understand what you're saying, but you know, I mean, he copped a plea a little bit. I'm like, you knocked on my door like that to cop a plea? I was like, well, all right, you said you knew where I lived at. You know I know where you live at. So we even there. I said, but I've been living around here for a long time. I don't know what kind of juice you got. So that was that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, when he came on the block and said that shit, yeah, I kind of let it slide, but I ain't like the way it felt. Like, what you trying to say? Who do you think you are? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? How you feeling, my brother? Be more all day. What you got in store? What you here for? What's up, my man? Guys, you came through the clan. I'm glad to see you. You know that it's true. Okay. Ansel Jones says, I'm glad I can vent on here. This election made a list of people I could line up and punch in the face. I hear you, my brother, man. You know, like, I'm starting to do something I ain't really do before. I'm starting to reevaluate certain people, certain relationships, and yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was quick to tell everybody, like, yo, man, you can't separate nobody over no whether they a Trump supporter or not. Now I'm rethinking that shit, like. Yeah, maybe I can. Fuck y'all. For real. And it's funny because I think Joe Biden is going to win. I'm madder at them because we're going to win. I think more than I would have been if we would have lost, because it would have made me feel, I would have felt like a sucker if I'm mad at you for being a Trump supporter just because y'all won. Because that's the kind of shit that Trump do. Y'all just mad because y'all lost. So I was going to have to eat that. I was going to have to let that slide. But now I think that Biden is going to win. I'm like, man, fuck. What? Nah, y'all, I got to get you off my friends list. You got to go. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I don't be threatening to clear out my friends list. I think I'm about to make some deductions. I'm about to do a little sweep. Yeah, Dee, you remember that shit? She says, I didn't like it. I know. Yeah, you know I was ready to do that thing. Man, like, yo, he gotta go. He gotta go. I shouldn't have told you. That's what it was. I shouldn't have told you. So Jones says, I don't have any problems with my exes. Her new dude, side dude or whatever, Wait. Her new dude did some shit to impress her. I don't believe in revenge on sight gets me in trouble. Uh-oh. You got to get rid of that killer mentality. How'd you learn that in the Air Force? What's up with you? You should have been a Marine. Air Force don't have killers. Trust me, I know. But I guess they got one, don't they? Carol says, YouTube is not letting me share this show. My computer must be acting up. Robin Ming says, don't threaten me because I'm going to get you before you get me. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do with a threat. Get them on up out of there. And Melissa says, sadly, I let a lot slide and just stopped dealing with people. Certain people really ain't worth it. I agree. Annette Davis, the number. How you doing, Ma? Good to see me some of you. Emily. All right. Robbie Mason says, go Biden, go. Shit, man. I don't feel like I need to say his name. I just want to say, go Trump, go. No, I don't mean like, I mean like go, leave. Exit, skedaddle, vamoose, vamanos. Fuck out of here. Carol Taylor said, I already cleaned out my list. I might have to actually do that. I mean, like, I might have to do it. Because I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear them bitching. Like, you know what I mean? They robbed Trump out of the election. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Can't nobody rob that motherfucker. He's the biggest crook. Okay. Okay. He just said, get rid of him. Otto Jones says, Park Heights be more. I don't know. Calvin says, don't write no checks your ass can't cash. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And then David says, this election had made me physically sick. You should be better now. I got rid of them mother effers. Let's go. Yo, you got to chill. Now you got to chill. Hold on. Let me check this shit. I promise not to check this shit all day. But, yeah, man, I was like last time. Yeah, man, I need this 270. Fuck what you talk about. You know what I'm saying? This morning I wasn't feeling good. What we got? Okay. All right. Michigan out of here. All right. By the looks of this shit, this is the AP shit. And that's different from the CNN and MSNB and the Fox joint. But it says Joe Biden is at 264. So and this is the Associated Press shit, it say that he only need Nevada. That's six more. Give me 270. Fuck y'all. Yes, fuck you. Start packing, nigga. I already know you're going to try to cause hell for the next 2 months. I don't care. Yo, you getting on a body. We got to get him out of here. He got to go. He got to get to go. Fox said, all he need is Arizona and Nevada. He don't need Pennsylvania, none of that shit. I don't know what the fuck. They not coinciding. Damn, I did that shit. It seemed like it messed the camera. There you go. Yeah. I had to bring that shit back. Bring it back. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. I said it's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane with fame. What's going on, Dana Jane? How you feeling, Dana Day? It's a day. And naturally, the rap. Naturalista Rap. How you feeling, ma? How y'all feeling? Good to see me some you. Thanks for coming on through. All right, so when you let it slide, you know, you let that slide. Like, all right, I ain't going to get you now. I'm going to let that slide. Go ahead, yo, do your thing. Do your thing, homie. I'm going to let that slide. We good. But you might be feeling terrible inside for letting it slide. Like, you ain't, like, yo, that ain't going to cut it. I'm not feeling letting you slide, but you may have to do it. You may have to do it sometimes because it may not be the time for you to get busy on somebody. You know what I mean? It might not be a good time for you to get busy on somebody, so you might have to let that slide. But it might be killing you inside. Killing you inside because you let it slide. Killing you. But in all honesty, as we get older, we start to learn how to exercise more patience, and we learn that maybe getting back at somebody, getting revenge, not what we say, it's not always about letting somebody, it's not always about a violent thing. It's sometimes about practicing maturity. It's about growing. It's about knowing which battles to fight, which ones are worth it, you know, and which ones are just like, I think that's done. So it can vary for different people. And I mean, you know, when you're younger, you kind of feel like the whole world is watching you to see what you're going to do about certain situations. So that's almost like having an out-of-body experience in that you're not really retaliating or you're not really reacting for yourself. You're acting for your reputation. You're doing it for other people. So other people will know not to mess with you, not to try certain shit with you. And that's not really a good situation to be in. It's not. But we find ourselves in these types of situations all the time because we're young and we're growing and we're trying to find our way. You know? And and trying to find our way, we do want to make a lot of mistakes. Hopefully those types of mistakes, when we don't let it slide, don't end us up in prison or in court or costing us a lot of money or ruining our reputation in a different kind of way. But when you talk about letting it slide, you know, as we get older, we kind of have to learn not to care or not to put so much concern into what everybody thinks about us and how they look at us and all that kind of stuff. We have to get better at that. We have to get better at that. Because if we don't, we will still be in the same mind frame when we get older. We'll be in the same mind frame when we get older and we'll be like Donald Trump, 74 years old, and we still on that dumb shit. Like very, very dumb shit. Extremely immature. Extremely. So it gets to that point. If we don't get our wits about us and learn how to grow. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that as you get older, you'll become less sensitive. It's just that as we get older, we have to learn how to work within our sensitivities. You know, you're still going to get your feelings hurt by certain things because your emotional history is your emotional history. You can't erase that, but you can repair it. And that's one of the things that I don't think that we put enough credence in, you know, trying to repair ourselves. But honestly trying to repair ourselves, you know, utilizing our resources, getting help from other people who know us, understand us, and who may actually have tried and true practiced techniques that they will employ in order to, you know, get your life back on track. I honestly believe that we could all use a little tuning up when it comes to our emotions. Have you ever asked yourself why you still feel the same way about some things that you used to feel any kind of way about? Like, damn. Obama ain't the only one that can do that shit, right? Yeah. Pussy. Motherfucker. Thank you, fucking. Like, for example, you or somebody you know may have retaliated against somebody for breaking your heart. Have y'all ever been there? Have you ever gotten back at somebody, retaliated against somebody that you used to go with, be married at, or whatever? You were really, really pissed because they broke your heart. And you felt like they didn't just break my heart, but they really fucked with me after I gave everything that I had to them. Like, I put my heart and soul into being with them, and they just shitted on me. And it ain't right, and I'm not letting that slide. Some of y'all may have been there in your lives. You know what I'm saying? But the question you have to ask yourself is, when you take on that type of attitude, who are you really getting back at? Who are you hurting? But maybe inside you didn't feel like you could let that slide. Maybe you felt like, no, I gotta do this. But when you really think about it, did you have to do it? And if you had to, if you felt like you had to do it, what, for what reason? What reason did you feel like, or do you feel like you have to get back at somebody when you have gotten back at somebody? And while we're on the subject of getting your heart broken, how many of y'all have? How many of y'all still get your feelings hurt or let's say a sucker for love just like you were 30, 40, 50 years ago? You know, like, I'm still falling for a big butt and a smile. Tanya with the big butt, hell of a smile. She got dimples. And it always shows up while she's smiling. Big ass dent in the face and a big ass space in the back is not whack. Shout out to Big Butt Tanya. But anyway, you know, when you evaluate yourself like that, like, how the fuck am I still getting my heart broke by these bum ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, selling me dreams? How am I still falling for that shit? How? How are these chicks still beating me out of all my money and shit and fucking with other niggas, having babies on me? How? And you feeling like you let it slide. But did you let it slide? Did you really let that slide? You may be, let me tell y'all something. If you're plotting a comeback, you're not letting it slide. That is not, you can't plot a comeback and say that you're letting it slide at the same time. And that David says, me. Shaking my motherfucking head. Okay. Alright, I hear you. Hold on. I see y'all got some comments. T. Carrie Wright just showed up. What's up, T. Carrie Wright? T. Carrie Wright. How you feeling, mama? Oh, good to see me some. You. Okay, Robbie Mink says, Trump declared victory early this morning, looking like a dumbass. Now he wants them to count Michigan, and he wants the states he lost to do another count. Get the yo. Like, look, that's too much work. We ain't counting shit. Fuck you. Only in the states he lost, right? Now, when he was ahead, he was like, yo, stop counting. Don't count shit. I won. They kept counting. He started losing. He was like, oh, fuck. Keep counting. As soon as Biden took the lead, he was like, keep counting. It ain't over. Count them again. Those no good Democrats have voted twice. Ozzo Jones says, when I became a supervisor, I had to sit down with the people I had an issue with and learn all it takes is a conversation. That's true. That is growth. Because you're a supervisor, you're in a leadership position. You can't be on some, well, I have known supervisors that was on that vindictive shit. You know, it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I know one thing. That shit don't work on union members. They'd be like, set your dumb ass right on up. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, last night I had a date. I felt like I had to relieve some stress because of the election, but I had him pull over two blocks from my house. I wasn't feeling him. And I'm going to let him fly. I wasn't feeling. And I wasn't. Yeah! Yo, data crazy. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I'm reading this shit right. Last night I had a date. I felt like I had to relieve some stress because of the election. But I had him pull over two blocks from my house. I wasn't feeling him. I'm going to let him slide. Do you mean you wasn't going to let him slide? Or do you mean like... No, this is the worst date I ever had. But I'm going to let that slide. Matter of fact, don't even answer that shit. I don't know. Yo, chill. All right. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. That's my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? How you feeling tonight? He said, the best way to get them is to not get them. When you know they'll need you, but they burn the bridges when they play themselves. What up, everyone? Yeah, but sometimes you might actually want them to come and ask for the bridge to be rebuilt, and then they don't do it, and you like, this means that you just got away with murder. Murder is a serious offense. I can't let you get away with that shit. I'm about to kill. Yo, you better come and try to borrow some money or ask for a ride within the next 3 days. After that, I can't account for what happens to you and your family. I know where your kids go to school at. Like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Cal says, and Norris, I say that all the time. You'll need me before I need you, and it always works out just that way. Well, I mean, shout out to y'all. Score one for Omar, none for the bug. That's right. Fuck that bug. Fucking fly. He was taunting me too, like. I saw him at the top of my monitor. He was just like, you know what the fuck they be doing. And, you know, they little. I was like. Then he came and he landed over here. But when I seen him there, I was like, I'm going to get you. All right. Carol says, my first hubby is suffering now. And now it's because of what he did to me. Yo, you gotta chill. I still says I didn't take zodiac signs serious until I seen the facts in my face. Mm-hmm.
Narcissus says, oh, love is for suckers like me. She loves me. She don't love you. She loves me not. But why? Because you a sucker. But I love her. That's why you a sucker. Is what you allow, Omar. And that David says, that's why my friends used to call me Lollipop. You know that could be taken so many different ways. Let's keep it moving. TK Wright says, sorry, y'all, I've been here. Okay, all right. Putting the kitchen cabinet together. That's what's up. All right. Home improvement. Tim the Tool Man. You know what I mean? Tamika the two-woman tailor. Narcissus says, I saw a brother get an attitude at Dollar General because his coworker left at 3 p.m. Anger management. A man only goes as far as a woman lets him. That's one way to look at it. But I don't know if that's true. Because you got ruthless and reckless men that they going to do whatever they want to do. Because you may not be letting him get away with shit, but he's doing shit that you don't know about. So that's what it is. But when you talk about letting it slide, and when you start thinking about your emotional history, and you start thinking like, damn, man, how am I still making the same kind of mistakes? How am I making the same types of emotional mistakes that I made all of those years ago? Like I'm still growing, like I'm a little boy or a little girl or whatever. Like what's good? And you start beating yourself up about the shit. You can start beating yourself up about the shit, and it's not really all your fault. You know, what hurts your feelings, hurts your feelings. The problem is you may be consistently still fucking with people that hurt your feelings, and it may seem like they're doing it intentionally. Which would be kind of like with you allowing that, or with you facilitating that. It's almost like what Robbie said. Like, a man only goes as far as a woman lets him. Now, you know, but you may seriously love this person, or you may depend on them in a way that they are aware of, and they're taking unfair advantage of you. And that David says, Lollipop, because I was a sucker for love. Were you a sucker for love, or were you a sucker for the men that you were dealing with? I mean, if you weren't, I mean, I imagine you weren't in love with love. But if you're the type of person that puts your all into who you're dealing with, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with somebody that is a predator, you might bite the bullet for that. Make sure that y'all share the show, man. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Ain't enough likes up there. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get It Business Show. I'm your host on 752, and we are talking about I'ma let that slide, and I'ma get you back for this. Or I'ma get you back for that. So it says, then he said, I got something for that. That person was scheduled off at 3 and stuck to it. Beauty, I cannot see Cherry says, I asked him, where are we going to eat? He said he wasn't going to feed me because he looking out for me. What I said and kindly got out of the car. I'm going to let him slide and not talk to him again.
Okay.
Phew. Oh, damn, that shit still hurt a little bit. I'm going to have to watch out for them at my few.
Phew.
All right. That went differently than, whew.
Lordy.
All right. Woo. I said, woo. Because he's looking out for you. So, yeah, you know, you let something slide. You, I mean,
We let relatives slide. You know, you probably all of you have let your children slide at some point. They did some shit that they know they should either get punished for, get that ass whooped for, or something. But you might let that slide. Like, you know what? Today's your lucky day. I'm in the mood to just do some psychology today. Lucky for you, because it was about to suck to be you. Sucks to be you. You know? But you may let them slide. Got a bad grade on their report card. You let them slide. Acting up in school. You had to go up to the school, you know, to talk to the teacher, the principal, or whatever. You let it slide. Let me ask y'all this. Do we let things slide because of sympathy, or do we let things slide because of guilt? What I mean is, when you let something slide because of sympathy, you may let it slide because you really don't feel like the person knows any better. Like, they're in a bad place right now. Ain't nobody ever show them the way to be. And so they show out instead of showing up a lot. Or when you are letting it slide because of guilt, you might be thinking, like, the shit that I did to you was way worse than this shit that you're doing now. Because they may not even know that they let you slide. But let's say like a man has been stealing money from a woman. You know, he got her PIN number to a debit card or something like that, and he's been making purchases, and, you know, he's been spending shit, and maybe she has enough money to where she's not noticing that money is missing, but he's been robbing her, piecing off a little bit here, a couple of hundred here, a couple of hundred there. So, you know, she get on his nerves or something, or she do something rude or whatever, he like, yeah, I'm going to let that slide. You know why? Because I'm robbing the shit out of you, and you don't even know. But when you find out, I'm sure you want to feel some way about it. Or I'm going to let it slide because I had sex with your cousin. Last night. We made love just one more time. Was it wrong? Was it right? Last night, it felt good to me. Oh, honey. Shout out to Ralph Tresvant and the One Good Soul album. Okay. And then David said, I found a book that I wrote my feelings in years ago. And oh boy, I can't believe that I made it through some of those relationships. You'll make it through all of them. Why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? Some things are bigger than you and you don't even see that shit. Sometimes your strength comes out in ways that makes you feel weak. And that's one of the things that letting shit slide does. It can make you feel weak. But in all reality, you may be showing overwhelming strength by just letting it slide. Like, I'm not going back to jail. I'm not getting locked up tonight. I'm not going to have my children have to come bail me out. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not going to risk it tonight. Vinay Hardesty, what's going on? How you feel, Vinay? And Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's good? Feeling. Captain says, Taki, I don't need your help. Feed me, Seymour. You know what? You need to stop watching all those crazy ass movies. Gotta stop watching killer plants and shit. Feed me, Seymour. Is that Charlene Curry? Charlene Charlene. Charlene. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some new words. Stacey White says, psycho ex-girlfriend. Psycho ex-girlfriend. You let them slide? You let your psycho ex-girlfriend slide? Trying to think, have I ever, like, seriously retaliated against any woman I've ever dealt with? Nah, we not doing that. Some of them had it coming. I ain't going front. But they wasn't the ones I actually went with. So fuck them. Cornball ass chicks. All right. But yeah. Okay. So. When you get back at somebody, when you retaliate to somebody, does it fix it? Do you feel better? You know what I mean, where y'all tire slashing, window breaking chicks out there? You know what I mean, where y'all window breaking, tire slashing, spray paint door? You know what I mean, or key in the car, key in the damn hood and shit. Cheater, fuck you, bitch. Because I always wondered, like, did that make you feel better? Because it seemed like in those situations where chicks have fucked up a dude's car, they always wind up getting back together. I'm like, yo, did you have to pay? Did you make your girl pay for that shit? Like, look, man, I ain't giving you no wood until you pay for these fucking windows. So we're gonna go right over here at Germantown and Glenwood to Linus, and you're gonna get my fucking windows fixed. And then we're gonna go to the auto body shop, and you're gonna fix these fucking dents. I'm going to court. But niggas is stupid. Niggas would be like, damn, man, she fucked up my fucking car. This shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She fucked up, this bitch fucked up my car over another bitch and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had me, had everybody on my block all looking at me crazy. You know, they was like, yo, the girl you mess with, she came through. I seen her. I said, nobody couldn't stop her. She came through like the Tasmanian devil. I know, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, she fucked my car up and shit. You know what, though? I ain't fucking with that bitch no more. I ain't fucking with her no more. But I am going to fuck her some more because, you know what? I mean, the head game is like crazy. Niggas do dumb shit like that because they like the drama. They think it's cute. You know, the crazy bitches are the ones who got the best pussy, son. Come on. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all straight up and down my personal feelings. Ain't no pussy so good that she'll keep me going to the auto body shop. Ain't no pussy good enough to total out a vehicle. None. Okay, but none of them rappers say, ain't no such, oh, what was it? Who was it say the $1 million pussy? I bet you gave that ass up for a pack of Now Laters back in the day. No, I didn't. When I was eating Now Laters, I wasn't even old enough to give up no ass. I let them suck on my neck, though. You fucking young skank. Let the boy. She let the nigga grind on the project step. You know what I mean? For a pack of cherry Now Laters. A pack of bubble yum. Some chips. And a soda. Frank's Black Cherry Wishnick. You know what I'm talking about? Robbie Bing says, but you're supposed to learn from your mistakes so you don't make the same mistakes again. Yeah, that's what it say on paper. But they should have wrote that when you fuck up, you're going to fuck up again and again and again till your hard head ass damn near died. And even if you did, you still might try. Ass niggas who get high. Yo, I OD once, twice, three times in emergency room. But fuck it, I wasn't doomed. Still here, still rocking, still doing my damn thing. Still a man, still a king, still nah, son. Niggas don't learn. They don't learn. Oh, I'm the only one who know people who damn near OD or really did OD but didn't die. I know I ain't the only one. Carol, Dita, you still there? Me and Dita know a lot of the same people. I know she knows some OD motherfuckers. No, everybody who overdosed does not, overdosing does not mean dying. It means being sick as fuck. You could die, but you don't always die. Get your stomach pumped. Anyway, Annette Davis says, retaliation often backfires, but not always. Yeah, not always. Not always. Naturally, Lisa Rapp says, why are you asking? Do you need your windows busted? Actually, that's never happened to me. And I'm going to tell you why it never happened to me. And my personal feelings about it. I think that the reason it never happened to me is, number one, women only, I ain't going to say only. It seems like the women who bust up a man's car are the women who think that the man loves the car more than he loves her. So, like, let's say your man got a Lincoln Navigator back in 1992. Back in 2002. Lincoln Navigator. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is how he be getting bitches. He get bitches with this car. Roll up on the set and get, you know what I mean? He be scooping them. So she mad at the car. Like, okay, I'm going to fuck that car up because if I fuck up the car, he won't be able to go out and get no more ass for a little while. That's my thinking that they're thinking. Because other than that, you could use that same bat to fuck him up. But no, she wanted to go after what he loves. If she could find the girl that he was fucking with, she would probably whoop her ass. You know, simple and plain. So I ain't never loved a car more than I loved my girl. So it was like, plus I think I just didn't deal with nobody that was into no dumb shit like that. At least I like to think I didn't. Like, fuck that. But plenty of men in my family, I don't want to. Let me just put it this way. It's a hurting feeling when somebody that you love get their windows busted out or they tire slashed and all of that shit, and you got to go with them to try to get the car, and it's like walking into a war zone. And so the chick, like, yeah, that's what the fuck you get. Fuck you, pussy. And you thinking to yourself, like, pussy? Yo, what's up with your girl? She don't have no remorse. And you, he like, you can't. He ain't gonna do nothing to his girl. He's scared of his girl. All right, oh, listen, man, you know, let's just call the tow truck. To get the, you know, let's call the tow truck to get the car. We get the car. And it, but her and her daughters and girlfriends, yeah, fuck both of y'all. Both of y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of pussies. Y'all ain't gonna do shit. I'm like, yo, man, let's play these bitches out. I don't hit women. Well, fuck that. Fuck money is one thing. But calling you a pussy on top of that, like, no.
No, oh, you know, like, you know what I mean? Listen, man, you just call the tow truck, call the cops. Call the fucking cops. What? How are we going to look in front of the cops? You know, obviously, man, she busted out of my man windows and shit. You know what I'm saying? I just came around here with him, you know, to offer moral support, make sure, you know, that they don't get one of their fucking pussy-ass sons, anyway, uncles, you know what I mean, cousins come around here, you know, like, you know what I mean, officer? You know what I mean, officer? Nah, we ain't doing that. But he want to let that slide. You ready to ride. And that's what I want to basically end off on. Sometimes you might let something slide over something that somebody did to you. You might be like, ah, you know, I'm going to eat that. I let it slide. But when it comes to your kids, you ain't trying to let that shit slide. When it comes to your mom, you ain't trying to hear that. No, I ain't letting that shit slide. Who you disrespecting? When it comes to your girl, your wife, your spouse, you don't have, y'all, do y'all know what I'm talking about? You done pretty much said, well, you know what? I can handle myself. So I ain't gotta do this, that, and the third. You know, such and such ain't gonna never sell a wolf tickets. They ain't gonna do nothing. So I'm gonna let that slide. But what you not gonna do is you're not gonna be talking to my mom like that. You're not gonna be talking to my kids like that. Yo, my son came home or my daughter came home crying and shit because she said that you threatened them and blah 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 blah. Pussy, throw your fucking head. Bob. You know what I mean? Like you might go crazy and stupid for somebody dissing or disrespecting or harming somebody that you love. You won't let that slide for shit. But somebody might slap you. You might, what the? You know what? Because you know that you might kill him. Like, yo, I'm about to be in prison number again. I don't want to do that shit. But you'll be willing, more than willing, to wear them state greens. Those state, you know, the jumps. You might be willing to rock them state greens over somebody else. Like, no, I'm not going to have you thinking that you can fuck with my loved one or that you can fuck with my team. No, I'm not letting that slide. Once you let that slide, now it's bigger than you just fucking with me. Now you think you can fuck with everybody around me and put everybody else in danger or put them on edge. Well, it's not going to happen. Now we going to handle this the right way. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Robbie Mink says, never did that. Only bleached their clothes. Oh, Lord. Kyle Chamberlain says, oh, they out here, Omar. Trust me. Look, y'all start. You know what? Look, the truth start coming out. Charlene Curry said, I used to leave a nasty note on the windshield to let them know I caught him. And that David says, did you say none, Omar? Just an example. Cal said, make their chest stick out 10 feet when some women do that. Robin Mink says, not necessarily, Omar. Oh, some women just bust out the windows just because? Nah, not from what I know. But maybe you know a little better than me, Robin. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Cal says, yes, I knew a few. Being vindictive is not for me, Vinay says. Vinay hardest me. Bobby Robin said, Omar, a woman ever do that? That fuck no. I'm gonna be honest with you. Women that I've dealt with
they ain't disrespect me like that. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but they ain't, like, they knew the line not to cross. Like, yo, don't do that. Don't. Especially if they want to fuck with you again. And women that I've dealt with know that although it might hurt me on the inside, I will stop fucking with you. And a lot of times, certain people who are immature will do shit to you to get your attention. And it has the opposite effect with me. So it's like, they know, like, if I do this, I better want to end it because it's ending. Because I shut it the fuck down. Like, I ain't all hard like that, but when I realize that it's in an area that's headed towards a darker and darker place, I'm like, I ain't really with all of that. I want to be in relationships for comfort and love and affection. I don't get my shit off by all that arguing and all that old back talk and crazy shit and you know, all that old, like I said, that baby boy mentality. All, you know, my nigga, you know what I mean? Fuck you. What the fuck you? Nah, we ain't. Come on, man. Nah. Narcel says, I heard somewhere that you are what you attract. Well, yeah, you are. Because, like I said, Nars, some men think that that's really cute. They think it's cute. Ah, yo, she's busting my... You know, it's like, you know, she mad at me. You know what I mean? She's blabber. You know, I got her like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That don't sound like a groovy kind of love to me, Phil Collins. Cal Chambers says, stop telling secrets, Omar. It wasn't no secret. When you get your windows bust out, that's a very public thing. People see it. They hear it. Naturally, the rap says, he says, no, Robin, as hype as he seems, I'm impressed. Nah, I ain't gonna be beating no chicks up. I ain't really with all that. I ain't with all that shit. However, you're not gonna fuck me up though. You know, you gotta do some things to women that can't be prosecuted. Bear hug or some shit for 5 straight minutes. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I love you. Omar, please stop. Nah. We love each other, right? All right. I just want to hold you. I just want to hold you near. You know. Or adult, of course. Adult. Fucking stop playing with me. I fucking told you to stop playing with me. Not the fucking one for that dumb shit. I told you that shit a long time ago, babe. For real. Don't do that shit no fucking more. You hear me? No, shut the fuck up. Okay, naturally, Sarah says. Okay, no. Beauty I Cannot See Cherry says, I'm too old for that nonsense now. I think I did it with sugar in the tank in my early 20s. I was cray-cray back then. Now I'm just cray. You can reduce cray-cray to cray? Who knew? Vinay Hardesty says, but don't mess with those I love. Exactly. Carol Chamberlain says, beauty, I did one slash attire. Shaking my head, lost it for. You know what? I knew one of them would come creeping out of the woodwork. That would have to be you too, wouldn't it? For shame. You ain't going to heaven. Look, beauty, Dana talking about something. Hey, Carol, men can make you crazy sometimes. You was crazy when the fuck you got here. He ain't know. You knew. He didn't make you crazy. He exposed the crazy. He brought it out. Shirley Cheryl Hudson said, I don't even want to read this shit. I had to pull out radio in my car. My children's dad was so mad at me and tried to bust my windows. He was too drunk, but threw my radio out the window after retrieving. He had to walk. Motherfuckers will steal your Alpine. Women know who not to fuck with when it comes to their man's property. Do they know? Yo, y'all on some crazy shit tonight. I'm almost sorry I brought this up. I'm gonna get these goddamn birthday shout outs and get out of here. I'm starting to get nervous. Counts on myself. Robin, sometimes you gotta hit people where it hurts. No second chances. No, fuck this. You get second chances for second chance worthy shit. Like, fuck, yo, if you gotta pay me back for some shit that you fucked up, that's not second chance worthy, because that's not the way a relationship is supposed to. You're not supposed to have to pay nobody back for no. Think about it. You a Libra. So, you know, I know y'all believe in this shit. Because Libras believe that if me and you are two, we're really one. So if I got it, you got it. And if you got it, I got it. Even if we didn't agree to that in the beginning. So if you give me, if I borrowed $500 from you, that was you giving me $500. I'm like, but you said borrow. I know, but we together. So it was our $500. But that's not what you said. You said you were going to give it back to me on December 4th. I know, but that's around Christmas time. Didn't I buy you something? Yeah, but what you bought me wasn't no $500 thing. Plus, I needed that money. But we was together. It was my money. You know what I'm talking about. Right, Charlene? Right? Shout out to him. He busted my window to my car, so. Damn, dude, busted that window. What the hell? Shout out to Robin. I was in my 20s. I felt like the hurt was unbearable. Not today. I'd rather hurt their pop. Okay, you was in your 20s. Okay, we're going to let that slide. I'm going to let that slide. That's right, Naturalista Rap. Shit, adult shaking baby syndrome. You know what I mean? They can't prosecute that. Like, you can't prove I didn't shake that. She had Parkinson's or some shit. She had seizures. She's epileptic or something. I didn't shake. What? Officer. Judge. Imagine me shaking somebody. And you can't. What the fuck? Officer. How you want. So she. You want to tell me that she just sat there, stood there while I just shook the shit out of her? Would you. I mean, I'm just saying. Would you let somebody shake the shit out of you? I can't even believe we're talking like this. How old is she? 3? Best revenge is right when you get ready to get busy. Ask, how's Nicole? Did you see her today? What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna be busy talking. His dick gonna be like, ew. Look, Charlie, he said, right, Omar, what's yours is mine. We shit. You know what? I'm done. I'm fucking done. Fuck out of here. Hang on, shit. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to get on up out of here. Turn this shit off. All right. Let's do these birthday shout outs because, you know what I mean? Let's do these birthday shout outs, eh? Hey, yo. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Because y'all, you know, y'all. yo. Charlene got to thinking about it like, that's pretty much the way it goes. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. What the hell is up with this shit? You know, let me just get the bubble out of here. Get out of here altogether. In a minute, I'm just have to say the birthday. All right, we have some birthdays. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 4th, 4th of Scorpio, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are. Oh, my God. This shit is acting like you don't want to do it. Number one out the box, my girl Melly Mel. Hold on, y'all. I got to find it on the other shit because this thing. Let me see. Okay. My girl Melly Mel. Happy birthday to you, Mel. You know what I mean? Do the damn thing. And also, peace, Azubuke. Happy birthday to you, peace, Azubuke. Turning 26 years old today. And also, Achina Powell. Turning 60 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Gerald Smith. Turning 78 years old today. Yeah, Gerald Smith, 78 years old today, and also Angie Robinson, happy birthday to you, Angie Robinson, turning 36 years old today, and Latoya Wilkerson, go get a Latoya Wilkerson, turning 37 years old today, and my man OC Diesel, Ock Diesel, Ock Diesel. And Misty Bull, turning 41 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Tracy Wiley Young, turning 52 years old today. Tracy Trace, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. November 4th, 4th of Scorpio, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Sometimes you just gotta let that slide. You gotta let it slide. You can't fight every battle just because somebody wants to battle you. You can't fight every fight just because somebody wants you to fight. Sometimes the fight is not going to be what makes it right. Sometimes fighting won't make it right. Sometimes it's like better to just say, you know what? I holler back at you. I get back at you. And that might be the best thing for you. But in those times when it's not, and you have to say, I'm gonna definitely get you back. Well, the best thing to do might be to not announce that. Things that you're going to do don't always have to be announced, because sometimes when you announce things, that can really come back to bite you in your ass. And that's the last thing that you want. You don't want none of that. You don't want that kind of smoke. No. Yo, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. You know what I'm saying? I love you all to death. resuscitate you and love you right back to life. Fuck Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Go Jill. Let me see. Do we see if we won this shit yet? We still need. We need 6 more votes. Nah, man. Come on, Nevada, stop fucking playing. Nevada, stop playing. What you doing? Stop playing, man. All right, but we're gonna be all right though. We're gonna be all right though. Yo, we'll be right back tomorrow night. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Throwback Thursday, all up in your area. Thanks for putting up with my shit tonight, man, like y'all do every night. I appreciate y'all. Make sure that y'all hit that like button before y'all go. Hit the like button. And make sure you share the show. And subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And so we're going to be on a body here. We're going to get up out of here. That's right. 7 more days. Seven more days. Annette Davis. 7 more days. 7. Siete. All right, Blog Talk. Let me get you on a body here. We gonna holler back. A holler.